Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 10, The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. Hearing of the Lord's return, everyone became happy, and they all went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and spoke to him as follows. Please arrange our meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is only by your mercy that we can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Bhattacharya kahe kali kashi misraera gare prabhu jaibena tahan milaba sabare. The Bhattacharya replied to the people, tomorrow the Lord will be at the house of Kashi Misra. I shall arrange for you all to meet him. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived and went with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya with great enthusiasm to see the temple of Lord Jagannath. All the servants of Lord Jagannath delivered remnants of the Lord's food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them all. Darshana kore Mahaprabhu chalila bahire. Bhattacharya Anila Chandra Kasi Misra Gare. After seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the temple. The Bhattacharya then took him to the house of Kasi Misra. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at his house, Kasi Misra immediately fell down at the lotus feet, at his lotus feet, and surrendered himself and all his possessions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then showed Kasi Misra his forearm form. Then, accepting him for his service, the Lord embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next sat down at the place prepared for him, and all the devotees, headed by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, surrounded him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see his residential quarters, in which all his necessities were taken care of. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this place is just befitting you. Please accept it. It is the hope of Kashi Misra that you do. Prabhu kahe, e deha tomara sabakara, le tumi kaha se samataramara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my body belongs to all of you. Therefore, I agree to whatever you say. After this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, sitting at the right hand of the Lord, began to introduce all the inhabitants of Purushottam, Jagannath Puri. The Bhattacharya said, my dear Lord, all these people who are residents of Nalachala, Jagannath Puri, have been very anxious to meet you. In your absence, all these people have been exactly like thirsty chataka birds crying in disappointment. Kindly accept them. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first introduced Janardhan, saying, here is Janardhan, servant of Lord Jagannath. He renders service to the Lord when it is time to renovate his transcendental body. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. During Anavasara, after the Snana Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath is absent from the temple for 15 days so he can be renovated. This occurs annually. Janardhan, who is here being introduced to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was rendering this service at that time. The renovation of Lord Jagannath is also known as Navajovana, which indicates that the Jagannath deity is being fully restored to youth. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, this is Krishnadas, who carries a golden cane, and here is Sikhi Mahiti, who is in charge of writing. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The person in charge of writing is also called Doila Karana Pada Prapta Karmachari. He is employed especially to write a calendar called Matala Panji. Continuing. This is Pradumna Misra, who is chief of all Vaishnavas. He is a great servitor of Jagannath, and his name is Dasa. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In Orissa, most of the Brahmanas have the title Dasa. Generally, it is understood that the word Dasa refers to those other than the Brahmanas, but in Orissa, the Brahmanas use the Dasa title. This is confirmed by Chulabhata. Actually, everyone is Dasa because everyone is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that sense, the bona fide Brahmana has first claim to the appellation Dasa. Therefore, in this case, the designation Dasa is not compatible. This is Marari Mahiti, the brother of Sikhi Mahiti. He is nothing other than your lotus feet. Here is Chandeshwara, Singheshwara, Murari Brahmana, and Vishnudas. They were all constantly engaged in meditating on your lotus feet. This is Paramananda Parasaraj. He is also known as Mahapatra. He is very, very intelligent. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Praharaja is a designation given to Brahmanas who represent the king when the throne is vacant. In Orissa, between the time of a king's death and the coronation and the enthronement of another king, a representative must sit on the throne. This representative is called Prahara Raja. The Prahara Raja is generally selected from a family of priests close to the king. During the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Prahara Raja was Paramananda Prahara Raja. Continuing, all these pure devotees serve as ornaments to Jagannath Puri. They are always undeviatingly meditating upon your lotus feet. After this introduction, everyone fell to the ground like rods. Being very merciful upon them all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced each one of them. At this time, Bhavananda Rai appeared with four of his sons, and all of them fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Bhavananda Roy had five sons, one of whom was the exalted personality known as Ramananda Rai. Bhavananda Roy first met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his return from South India. At that time, Ramananda Roy was still serving at his government post. Therefore, when Bhavananda Roy went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went with his other four sons. They were named Vaninath, Gopinath, Kalanidhi, and Shudanidhi. A description of Bhavananda Roy and his five sons is given in Adi Lila, 10th chapter, 133-134. Savabhoma Bhattacharya continued. This is Bhavananda Roy, the father of Sri Ramananda Roy, who was his first son. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Roy and with great respect spoke of his son Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Hena Ratna Yanharatanai Tanhara Mahima Loke Kahana Nejaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored Bhavananda Roy by saying, "The glories of a person who has a jewel of a son like Ramananda Roy cannot be described within this mortal world. Shakshad Pandu Tumi, Tomara Patni Kunti, Pancha Pandava Tomara Pancha Putra Mahamati. You are Maharaj Pandu himself, and your wife is Kunti Devi herself. All your highly intelligent sons are representatives of the five Pandavas." Rayakahe, Ami Sudra, Visher, Adham, Tabu Tumi Sparsha, E Ishvara Lakshana. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's praise, Bhavananda Roy submitted, "I am in the fourth class of the social order, and I engage in mundane affairs. Although I am very fallen, you have still touched me. This is proof that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 5.18, Vidyavinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shruni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshana. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision. A learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater, an outcast. Those who are highly advanced in spiritual understanding do not care about a person's material condition. A spiritually advanced person sees the spiritual identity of every living being, and consequently he makes no distinction between a learned brahmana, a dog, a chandala, or anyone else. He is not influenced by the material body, but sees a person's spiritual identity. Consequently, Bhavananda Roy appreciated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, which showed that the Lord did not consider the social position of Bhavananda Roy, who belonged to the Sudra caste, engaged in mundane activities. Rather, the Lord considered the spiritual position of Bhavananda Roy, along with that of Ramananda Roy and his brothers. The servant of the Lord is also similarly inclined. He gives shelter to any person, any living entity, regardless of whether he belongs to a Brahmin family or a Chandal family. The spiritual master reclaims all people and encourages everyone in spiritual life. By taking shelter of such a devotee, one can make his life successful. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.18, Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pokasa Abhira Shumba Yavana Kashadhaya Ye Anye Cha Papayara Pasrayasrayaha Sudyanti Tasmai Pabhavishnave Nama. Karatas, Hunas, Andras, Pulindas, Pulkasas, Abhiras, Sumbas, Yavanas, and members of the Kasha race, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, due to his being the supreme power, his meaning the supreme Lord's being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Whoever takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his pure devotee is elevated to the spiritual order and purified from material contamination. This is also confirmed by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Mamhi Partha Vyapasrita Yepishu Papayonaya Sriyo Vaishas Tata Shudras Debi Anti Param Gatim. O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishas, merchants, Sudras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. Continuing. Appreciating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, Bhavananda Roy also said, along with my home, riches, servants, and five sons, I surrender myself at your lotus feet. So, Krishna willing, we shall continue with this conversation with Bhavananda Roy and the other devotees of Jagannath Puri after the return of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri. We shall continue this conversation, which is quite a wonderful conversation, very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.